This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's going to be a couple of weeks before we get actual numbers for European gross domestic product, but I got to tell you, even with the prospect of Greece teetering on the edge of leaving or, who knows, getting thrown out of the Eurozone, this morning we set a fairly low bar for them to beat. U.S. GDP, that is a key, although not infallible, measure of economic growth, barely moved the needle in the first quarter, up just 0.2%. Marketplace's Nova Sappho gets us going with what gives with that.
What's the single most important thing dragging on the GDP?
You know, normally I would struggle with that type of question.
But not today, says Guy Labat of Janney Montgomery Scott.
Spending on mining, exploration, and wells, a.k.a. energy, is down 48.7%. That is a big number.
Oil prices are down, and so is investment in that sector. He says a number of other variables played a part, like a West Coast port slowdown, which hurt exports. But hang on, there's another big culprit, says Jim O'Sullivan of High Frequency Economics.
I mean, obviously the weather is on the list.
Yes, weather. My marketplace colleagues in Los Angeles might understandably not have felt it, but for much of the rest of the country, this winter, like last, was kind of a bummer. So consumer spending wasn't great. But winter happens every year. Don't we account for that?
Government statisticians actually seasonally adjust the data.
Justin Wolfers of the Peterson Institute for International Economics looked back at that adjustment over the last 30 years, and he found a pattern.
The estimate of GDP growth in the first quarter has consistently been lower than in all the other quarters.
Because, he says, we haven't significantly changed the seasonal adjustment algorithm in decades. But that hasn't affected yearly GDP numbers.
The yearly numbers have been remarkably consistent. They've suggested this is an economy that keeps growing.
Jim O'Sullivan says he is taking the Q1 numbers with a grain of salt. In fact, he's watching jobless claims for context.
I mean, over time, if there's a significant slowing in the trend in GDP, invariably you see an uptrend in claims.
And so far, he says, that hasn't happened. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.